This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 5, In the Eye of the Storm. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 6. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, where he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. Storm winds were raging as Jesus' disciples fought to keep their boat afloat. Jesus saw their struggle from afar and walked out to them on the wild waves. When they saw him, they were terrified, thinking he was a ghost on the stormy sea. Jesus could have remained on the shore and commanded the winds to tame down. At the very least, quieting the sea first might have made his walking out there easier. But instead, Jesus joined his disciples in the turbulence, took the most difficult route, and then climbed into the rocking boat to be with them. "Don't be afraid," he said before calming the storm. In this story, Jesus demonstrates the heart of God that still comforts us today as we battle life's storms. Jesus sees our struggles, comes near to us, and goes through the storm with us, whether or not he decides to calm or stop it. The night before my doctor called to tell me that my cancer had returned, I had written a skit about this story. I soon realized that God had prepared me for what I was about to face, for he saw what was approaching even before the first cloud appeared. Have you felt the presence of Jesus in your storm? Listen closely as he whispers to you, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Pray with me. Jesus, thank you that you don't stand at a distance when we are struggling against the storms of life. Instead, you come before we even call. Please calm our fears as we cling to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.